Tactile dome. Detailed description. The tactile dome is located at the far end of the south/house side. From the central video wall, turn left and follow the central pathway between the Capitals Over Time and the Nation's Capital Art and Architecture exhibits. The dome rests atop two circular tiers, which feature columns, arched windows, and pilasters. The model is supported by a base with sharp angles. On the model, a miniature of the Statue of Freedom stands atop the rounded dome on a tholos, a small circular structure surrounded by columns. Lights inside the actual tholos sometimes glow during the evening hours, signifying that the House or the Senate is in session. The model's tholos brightens at random to demonstrate this activity. The Capitol Dome is an instantly recognizable American symbol. In creating a soaring dome, architect Thomas U. Walter took inspiration from domes in Europe. Made of cast iron and completed in 1866, the dome stands on sandstone walls built in the 1820s for an earlier, smaller dome. Behind the tactile dome, on the other side of the wall, is a model of the inside of the dome, which is protected by a clear panel. To the right is a miniatured tactile relief of the dome. Feel free to touch. The relief shows that the Capitol actually has two domes. The outer dome is scaled to the size of the exterior of the building. The smaller, interior dome is sized to the rotunda's proportions. 36 iron trusses support both domes. The space in between the inner and outer domes is crisscrossed by a network of iron beams. On the left side, a series of stairs snakes all the way up to the top of the dome, and a unique view of Washington. The inner dome features the rotunda. A circular room in the middle of the Capitol links the House and Senate wings. It serves as a grand entrance to the Capitol and as a setting for ceremonial events. Works of art inside the dome and rotunda feature events from U.S. history and national leaders. The grand interior is 96 feet across and 180 feet high. The space could easily hold the Statue of Liberty, with almost 30 feet to spare. At the very top of the inside of the dome is the Apotheosis of Washington, painted by Constantino Bermidi in 1865. This painting depicts George Washington rising to heaven in glory, flanked by female figures that represent the original colonies. On the edges, a variety of Roman gods exchange gifts and conversation with other founding members. For example, the goddess Minerva is flanked by inventors Benjamin Franklin, Robert Fulton, and Samuel F. B. Morse. This concludes the tactile dome.